Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. This is another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Mikey V in the building. You got Joey D in the building today. Joey D, let's start with you. How are you today, pal?
I'm a little exhausted, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
And what are you exhausted from, Joey Diesel?
We had a big film day for Callaway. About 10 right. hours grinding it out. You know, a lot of work put in. Now we got a full evening worth of podcasting. You know,
Oh man,
don't do this condescending little bullshit. It was a long day. You agreed to it too. Don't try to create some narrative,
people. It's not creating a narrative, but people don't want to hear that. We're golf.
You asked me how I did. I said it was a long day. We were up fucking early today. We're at the golf course for 10 plus hours. And now we got 2.5-3 hours worth of podcast to do. I'm not complaining. I just said I'm tired. Am I not allowed to be tired?
No.
No.
Of course you're allowed.
No, I'm not saying that I'm dying. I'm not complaining about my job. This guy loves the pretzel, man. I guarantee what happened.
Oh, he does.
I tell you right now what happened. I came in late. He said to you, Mikey, what did you do with your day? You sound like you had an excruciatingly hard day.
No, but that was in the sportsman.
I guarantee you, he talked to you something. He said, watch, I'm going to ask Joe what he did today.
And that's he's going to say, by the way, that's very
And then
possible.
He's going to create some fucking pretzel that's very job Bob and make it sound like I'm happened. A bad guy. Well, why are you smiling about it?
It's not what happened at all.
This guy's laughing. It's a telltale. He's a terrible poker face.
My only thing is he'll always
terrible poker
about
face. The guy's sitting there with the 7-deuce offsuit. He just put all his chips in the corner.
Yeah, a little all in, little bluff.
Let me come for that action, okay. Man.
Well, let's get rocking and rolling here. We're back, another edition, the Brilliantly Dumb Show here. Mikey V, I know it's only been a week, but since he took the shot at you about the whole AI thing, you're looking leaner already in a week.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm happy.
You know what, man? I gotta say this. I haven't had a single drink. I haven't had an alcoholic beverage in 10 days, man. And I just feel phenomenal. I mean, it's sad that you can't really have too many cocktails and like function the same way you can without
it. We got blitzed the other night.
I've been so busy. I mean, with Holly away, man, it's insane. I'm telling you, it is. She comes home tonight, but it is. I don't want to get too much into it because my buy or sell, I think I have a good buy this week. Uh-huh. But it's just, today was nuts. With NFL free agency, first of all, is like, it is NFL
free agency. Fucking Adam Schefter over here, Bob.
Hey, listen.
He's got two kids at home and a full-time job. But the NFL agency is going to put him over the edge.
Listen, dog.
Not the two kids. Not the job. Not the cracked windshield. The NFL free agency. Jobs,
cracked windshield, NFL free agency. The kids.
The kids and the job, it's totally understandable.
No, the NFL free agency.
You start off by talking about NFL free
agency. Because I have an obligation, Joe. I have an obligation.
By the way, Joey D is now in the clear. I mean, at the golf thing, that's a hard day's work compared to NFL free agency.
Not when you cover it the way I do, my friend.
Come on.
You just retweeted something from a fake Adam Schefter account,
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
What was it, Bob?
Yeah. Send Joe, do me a favor. Can you read off the thing? Because I'm doing this from my phone. Can
what was
you
it?
Read off the oh. thing oh. that Jenna had sent?
Okay. Yeah, that happens. I mean,
from Penix to Metcalf, no. Adam Schefter's retweeted.
Yeah, that happens.
It must have been that long day he had, Bob.
Must have got deleted. You know, you guys, you know, Joe, not for nothing, man. You guys laugh and you make your jokes and you scoff, but the bottom line is this. I put out something on Friday. 1.2 million people have viewed it, okay? 1.2 million.
Hopefully it wasn't retweeted from Penix to fucking Schefter.
Right. My conversation with this is over now, so we can move on to the next topic.
I'm just busting your balls.
No, let's move on to the next topic. I have no time. No. I don't have time to do this, man. I don't have time. I'm fucking stressed out. I don't have time to deal with this shit.
Mikey, we're just busting your balls a little.
I know.
And by the way, I didn't even bring it up. Bob did. You're being serious. Bob brought it up.
There's an undertone of seriousness to it. And by the way, it's a busy day. NFL free agency. Anyway, nobody covers it like I do. And I'll say that and I'll take that to the grave. So you can laugh all you want. And by the way, that tweet that I sent out Friday, Justin Fields staying in Chicago, not getting traded. Let me tell you something right now.
Who was it from? Was it Urlacher?
First of all, I'm not going to give my source up. It was not Brian Urlacher. Brian Urlacher is the farthest detached guy from the league as there is. One of the furthest detached guys. It's from as legitimate of a source as you could possibly give. I'll leave it at that. Bob, but see, you're fucking laughing at it. You're not. See, this is the problem. I can't get legitimized. I can't be legitimized when I got two fucking clowns laughing at me. I got a hot tip on Friday. I got a phone call from a number, okay? And I can't go into further detail. I would love to, but I can't. And I was told there's a new QB in New England. See, this is how quick things happen. Jacoby Brissett to New England. Anyway, I got a call from as reliable of a firsthand source to the situation as possible, telling me that Justin Fields is staying in Chicago. He's not going anywhere. Today, the first day of free agency, what did you see? A couple days ago, Baker Mayfield stays in Tampa. Kirk Cousins get traded to the Falcons. Russell Wilson goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then you hear that the Raiders are suitors for Fields. 2 seconds later, the Raiders start Gardner Minshew. Mikey, I'm just saying.
The only reason I'm busting your balls, though, that's it's very unlike you to report a source from a fake. It's very unlike you. That's
why people should take it seriously. And when people started like going nuts about it, you know how many people came from my throat about that, Bob?
Well, wait, but do you want to take time out of the show to go delete that tweet?
No.
But you got to delete it.
We got 1.2 million fucking engagements. I'm not deleting that tweet.
Is that the tweet that you got the engagement on?
That's the tweet. The tweet that I put about Fields staying in Chicago from my source.
Oh, no. Bob's talking about the one.
Listen, that happens to a lot of people. That got retweeted by almost 2,000 people, that fake Schefter thing. These people make the fake accounts, bro. It's tough.
In your defense, if I had Twitter, I would have retweeted.
I'm at the height of free agency I'm trying to double check all my work, but sometimes something will slip through the cracks.
You got a lot going on.
I mean, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you think the Brilliantly Dumb Show, you think NASCAR, or at least that's the intent. The 2024 season is starting to heat up, and drivers are leaving it all on the track for a chance to secure a playoff spot. NASCAR is heading to Bristol Motor Speedway, known as the Last Great Coliseum. Make sure you tune in Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Also, check out the new docuseries NASCAR, Full Speed on Netflix to get an in-depth look at some of your favorite drivers. We love you. We appreciate you. Back to the Brilliantly Dumb Show we go.
I do find it funny because I undid
the retweet on that.
Just now?
Yeah, because that doesn't happen to me. That happens only in like the craziest situations.
It doesn't.
In your defense, like I said, if I had Twitter, I would have retweeted it too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it happens. Things go through the crack. Either way, crazy day.
Look, crazy day. The bottom line is, like, you got a lot going on.
I would like to focus more on the fact that he's been a single father for the whole weekend.
Well, I know. There's a reason
that I can get behind.
There's a reason why I'm not harping on that, because I have a big buy come the buy or sell segment. I have a big buy, so I don't want to get too much.
But far. I'm just saying, you talked about how crazy it was, and the first thing you said is NFL free agency. Meanwhile, you're taking care of two kids.
Well, I got to tell you, Twitter, it was a nonstop. It was a marathon today, bro. It was a marathon.
No,
here's the thing. Like, I shared all the Packers news with Joe, and he had no idea that all these things had happened. So
I saw the Josh Jacobs one, the McKinney one. I didn't know.
Yeah, so I'm trying to keep you. I'm trying to keep you in the loop. That's all.
I appreciate it. I do.
There you go. There you go.
I do.
Bob just likes to stir shit up. I'm telling you, man. Classic. Look at this guy. This guy is on one today.
I'm going
to
say this right now. If If the Justin Fields source and scoop comes to fruition, I deserve to be hired by ESPN or NFL Network. I'm being dead serious. I'm not kidding.
Michael, how about this? I will give you kudos if that's the case. That's a big story.
Oh, there you go, Mikey. That we have to work to is Joey D will give you kudos.
I was trying to say something nice.
You should give me kudos no matter
what. Now you've gone on the record and said if they get Caleb Williams, you're going to look like an idiot.
No, I'm not, because what I said, you see, you're not following the whole story. The story is that this doesn't preclude them from taking Caleb Williams. That's the whole
thing. Why would they keep him both? Justin Fields is going to be in a contract.
Either there's no market for him whatsoever. There's no market, or they were never shopping him to begin with, and maybe they just want him to keep him. It doesn't cost them to keep him one more year. It doesn't cost them anything. So,
by the way, I found out the news about the Yankee season being over that Gerrit Cole may need Tommy John with the MRI. By Mikey V's story, which was a picture of chicken, broccoli, and rice, and over it, Mikey V put, you know, Yankee season stuff or whatever, and I found out that way.
Yeah, it's so
he was devastated.
And look, I can only hope he's getting it from the Phoenix to whatever source he has.
It's well documented. Well documented. Here's the. It's not
confirmed that he's hurt.
He's getting the MRI. That's confirmed. But obviously, I mean, you're getting an MRI on your pitching elbow. If you're Gerrit Cole at this point in spring training, that ain't good. They're not going to just give this guy an MRI for the fuck of it. Like something is
wrong. You can't say that you're toast. Can't see.
Oh, Joey. If Gerrit Cole needs Tommy John's, they don't have any other pitchers.
I'm saying if he's not confirmed hurt yet, Bob's saying it's toast.
I know, but if he has to get Tommy John, it's over. It's over.
Yeah, but you don't know that he has.
No, you don't. I guess you don't. But
there's a thing called hope.
I reached out to all of our like friends of the pods and people that are athletes.
Sure.
We're doing the studio in Jupiter. I reached out to all the friends. But by the way, tough ass to ask. I asked for a signed jersey from a lot of them. So I asked Volpe for a signed jersey. I sent it to George Steinbrenner Way. Mm-hmm. And it would be really nice to put all the friends of the pod, you know, around us. And I asked Christian Kirk to sign one for me as well and to take a shot at Mikey V on the text of what he says. Which I think would be tremendous for the studio and good for vibes. That's a joke. I didn't actually ask him to do that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I would have laughed if he did it. So
yeah. I figured you would appreciate that. By the way, saw Ryan Clark at the UFC. First thing he asked was how Mikey's doing.
Yeah, I talked to him. Mikey. I talked to him today because
maybe that's his source.
Is that the source? No, very reliable.
Hand on my children. No, absolutely not. Nope. Okay. Nope.
All right. This
is what I said on Twitter. It's someone not in the NFL space. And that's why nobody will guess who it is, because people can't stand the fact that there's a source out there that's outside of the NFL bubble. They can't wrap their brain around that.
It's got to be Adam Rank.
Adam Rank works for the NFL Network. How could he be outside of the NFL bubble? It's not Adam Rank.
Mikey, who are these people that are upset?
Bob, just check the tweet, bro. You got to see people coming at my neck. You would love it. Read the replies. You'd love it. I'm getting fucking roasted. Roasted by people. You want to hear some of these responses? Dude, listen. Some of these responses are so insane, bro. It's actually insane what these people are. That one guy was like, "Yeah, we're not going to listen to Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport. We're going to listen to a guy who calls himself Mikey Bear Down Cuz." That's what he said. Like, people are just coming at my throat, and that's fine. People don't think
I got to get Twitter. I got to get Twitter.
Yeah, you do.
I'd have a blast reading some of those tweets.
Oh, you would. Yeah. You'd have a field day. But Joe, what were you just saying? He who laughs last.
Yeah, no, I'd say he who laughs last.
We'll see.
Often laughs the longest.
We shall see. We shall see.
Or is it loudest?
I think it's he who laughs last laughs longest.
Is it the longest or
loudest? I believe so.
I'm the longest. I don't know.
Laughs last. It's definitely laughs loudest. Definitely.
I got some for you, Mikey, and I waited to tell you this because I know how much you're going to appreciate this. We're at the UFC. Okay?
You know what, Bob? You're such a fucking shit. By the way, this guy listens to this is bad because he listens to the pod, Bob. Come on, he listens to the pod. It's a friend of the pod.
Well, yeah.
That's shame.
We're at the UFC, okay? And Dana gets these great tickets. We're on the floor. He's been
waiting to tell this story.
I'm looking forward to it. Let him tell it.
In the VIP, you could then walk back. There's a great buffet spread, free drinks, everything. So when you go back there, everybody that's sitting poolside, you know, ringside is there. So Pickett's there. He's been a friend of the program for some time. So we're in the bar with Pickett, and we're all drinking. And Joey D goes to Pickett. Now, Pickett was in, like, he was in the regular, like, section, but he had access to the VIP. So Joe
was, like, really low down. He was, like 8 rows up.
Joe's telling him all the people that like, were there that were sitting by. So he goes, Kenny, you're not going to believe it. He goes, guess who's sitting in front of us? Joe Burrow. And I'm thinking to myself, Joe, he competes against him. Like, how could you say to Kenny Pickett? He's like,
you didn't tell the full story, Bob. You didn't tell the full story, Bob. You're such a piece of shit, Bob. I also said, yes. You know who else is there? Steve-O and Ryan Clark.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't have let off with not even a starting quarterback, but in his own division, I would have went at least different conference or maybe outside the division, not a division rival starting quarterback. I mean, that's like me being at a thing and telling like Jordan Love that Justin Fields is sitting in front of me and making like a big deal out of it. That's just wild. Wild.
Yeah.
Is there more to the story? Is there more to the story?
Not say Steve. No, Bob just loves to fucking laugh at shit. I also said Steve-O and Ryan Clark. And by the way, I'd take Kenny Pickett any day over Joe Burrow. He's a hell of a guy, and he's in our corner forever and always. As a person, Michael.
Yeah, as a person, sure.
He's a fucking real one.
He's a great guy. I'm sure he is.
Funny, man.
Never met him.
It would be like somebody coming up to me and being like, Bob, you're never going to believe this. Garrett Clark is sitting one row in front of me.
By the way, Bob's dad went up to Pickett and called him Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I saw that story.
That's a lot worse.
You know what, bro? That's a great story, though. That's a better story, honestly. That to me, in Pickett's mind, I would think is more tolerable than what you did. I have to be completely honest. I think Bob's dad gets more of a pass there, Joe. You don't agree? I'm asking if you honestly agree or not. I'm asking seriously.
Well, Mike said he didn't say it, but Bob said that he did. So I have to think that it was said.
Could Bob be pretzeling his own dad? You think that's a possibility?
Yeah, he's pretzeling
Nobody
his
is
own
safe.
Father.
Nobody's safe from his
No brother. One's no, safe in nobody. This man's world.
Nobody. Blood, Mikey. Kith, or nor kin.
Oh,
nobody.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Yeah, you could share a wishbone with the kid and still bang you. Yeah, he would. He'd break that wishbone right off, and he'd fucking tweet about it, too. But it wouldn't be from Penix to fucking Schefter, that's for sure.
Why are we going back to the Penix?
That just took a little longer to get that. There was crickets there for a second.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so good, man. That's so
good. God. I will say this, that we were all so heavily under the influence, Michael. So that has something to do with it.
Yeah, that's tough. Correct. That's tough.
Yeah, that's correct. Oh, man, I just thought it was so funny, Mikey. I mean, he's in the same division as the guy. He sees him two times a year.
All right, Bob. He listens to this.
And now the guy gets fucked. He's going to get benched for Russell Wilson, man. This is
We banged him. We banged him. And you know what? He's the nicest guy ever. And he listens to this podcast.
Listen, so maybe, you know what? maybe Kenny will, many Kenny will beat out Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson.
I fucking hope so. I hate Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson stinks.
Oh, you know what?
Now that's the man's teammate, Joe.
I want Pickett to be the guy, man.
Oh, I hear you. I'm sure. And I'm sure he wants to be the guy, too.
Mike, you're not going to believe it. We're sitting behind Najee Harris.
This guy can't let's. This guy was cackling like a hyena all night long. And by the way, you know what he did to me, Mikey? This guy was banging me all night. He goes up, he goes, Joey, Cutsy, you got to get a picture because Liver King was sitting behind
us. By the way, saw the Liver King picture. New name for Liver King now is Liver Prince. He's not a king. He's a prince. Oh. Joe, I think you bodied him personally. He did not look big at all in that picture. He's shredded. There's no doubt the man is shredded up, but he did not look big at all. I thought he's the Liver Prince.
You know what happened? So Bobby just wanted to get pictures of me with celebrities all night. He goes, go take a picture with this guy. Yeah, I know. So he says, take a picture with Liver King. I said, I'm not taking a picture with Liver King. So he goes, no, you got to take a picture. And then finally he realized I wasn't going to go take a picture. He goes up to this guy and he goes, hey, Liver King, I got to tell you, my buddy's the biggest fan ever. He'd love to take a picture with me. And I'm sitting there like a fucking piece of shit, Mikey. So he goes, come on over here. So I go take a picture with him, and he looks at me like I'm some fanboy. And he goes, oh, what's your name? My name's Brian. It's so nice to meet you. Such a special night to have you here. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even follow this guy.
Special night to have you here. What was he hosting the fucking fight, Liver King?
He was acting like it was a special moment for me. He was trying to be nice, but he was acting like it was
Your seats were better than his. He had to think you guys were some kind of, you guys, he had to think was you guys were of some fan. Sort of importance. He had to think
Joe, I owe you an apology without you even knowing. But in all seriousness, not for the Liver King thing. Mikey, my plan was
Joe Burrow
was in front of us. Nick Bosa's in front of us. Cardone.
Man, I would have had
Logan Paul was there, Mike.
Yeah, guy fuck him. I would have been chopping up with Nicky Bosa.
He looked jacked.
Sure.
He looked jacked. And
Mr. Beast, like these. It was such a not only do you have the fights going on, but then you have this circus around you that's going on. It's unreal, but my plan was just to get a picture of Joey D with every celebrity with him making the exact same face, just like a pissed off face like that. So
see, that would have been great. That would have been really awesome.
And then I was going to do a carousel post.
That would have been unbelievable, man.
Would have been great. It would have been great. But yeah, that was the plan.
What are you apologizing for?
If you had gotten one of Trump and Cutsy, man, that would have been that would have been the greatest picture. I mean, I would have got that frame. Look. Just because they talk so very similarly. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, man. Politics aside.
Of course, politics aside. That, it's just that the voices are just great.
But I owe Joe an apology, and I did some research on this, and it's pretty fascinating. In our section, there was a smell of BO that you wouldn't believe. It was so much so to where it kind of interrupted the fights. Did you smell what I smell, Joe?
To an extent.
You did, you or did you not?
A little bit.
Okay, because to be honest with you, and that's something that I feel bad.
Why were you blaming Joe?
Yeah, like everything else. Oh, fuck you, Bob. I always smell nice, man. You're such a pain in the ass. This guy's something else. That's a bad job.
No, it's not a bad job.
I'm a clean person, Michael.
I didn't say anything about your body odor.
I'm just saying.
Joe, because it was so close, and I really thought that it might have been you. And it wasn't. What I turned to find out is Liver King has a thing where he's notoriously a massive BO guy because he doesn't believe in showering daily. He talks about it.
Bro, this guy.
It's the craziest
guy, Liver Prince. Crazy. When are people going to be over this guy, man?
He's got over 2 million followers.
Yeah, I know. And it was all built on nonsense. He's a cheater. I mean, if you're going to be a cheater, at least, just be open about it.
Not everybody has very reliable inside sources outside of the NFL, Mikey. Some people got to relate to other means.
Joe, you didn't need it. You didn't need it. If you needed an inside source to tell you that Liver King wasn't all natural, then you need to go to a fucking optometrist and get your eyes checked. There was no chance that this guy eats raw bull testicles and doesn't take juice and he looks like that. There's just no chance.
He's jacked.
Yeah, he looks a little small to me. But he's ripped up.
Writing
he's ripped
out.
Up. He's ripped up.
I... just so people know, the Wi-Fi in our hotel is completely off. They have no timetable of when it will come down. So Joe's using the hotspot. I'm using my phone. I have my snake draft.
You're using a phone or a laptop?
I'm on my phone.
How? Because it's not letterboxed. How'd you do that?
I just moved the screen to the side. I'm very tech savvy, Michael.
Okay. Sure. All right. But, if you say so, Bob.
But anyway. Get out of here.
Tech savvy. That's a good one, Bob.
Mikey. But apparently that it's a real thing with Liver King. And what did you just drop?
A golf ball.
Ah, man, the guy's had a long day.
I like to move him around my hand like a stress ball. When I
sources stress. Say that that ball was used by Ben Hogan.
Everybody have their laughs. It's fine.
Hey, but, I've been laughed at multiple times throughout this pod. Bob's the one who.
Yeah, but not when it's career related. I don't do that.
Michael, stop with the career related.
Come on, Mikey. That's crazy.
Career related. I mean, Bones doing this
shit. By the way, Bob just told a story about a friend of the pod who's going to listen to this thing now and think I'm a giant asshole. And I.
Pickett will get over it, man. He doesn't seem like a grudge guy.
He's a great guy. He's a really great guy.
I love Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's great. He was so nice to my dad. He's like legitimately a fan. He
wanted to do a jersey swap. Dad.
Yeah, he wanted to do a jersey
swap. a jackals for his
team. No, a breezy Q-zip for nice.
He was wearing a sweater or something. He was so good. He was such a face, such a nice guy. I just found that hysterical. And I bet if you ask Kenny would probably say it was hysterical too. But my dad calling him Joe Burrow's tough. That's tough.
So confirmed, because your dad told us he didn't say that.
Yeah, I'd love to find out what the truth is there.
And by the way, I mean, I wish Bob wasn't doing this on his phone so we could call his dad. I could call Mike. Because Mike says that he doesn't have a voice to defend himself in these situations. It's not okay. I love giving opportunities to the voice. You want me to call Mike?
Call him.
I don't know if he's going to answer, but I'll call him.
He might be asleep, but call him.
Yeah, could be asleep. It's a little late. It's 8:45. He definitely had dinner 4 hours ago.
Hold on.
Hello?
Mike, how are you?
Good. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good. Guys, can you hear Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, you're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I feel like you have, I wanted to give you a chance to defend yourself because as you told me in recent times, sometimes your name gets brought up and you're defenseless and it's not okay. So I really thought it was, I thought in this situation you deserved an opportunity to share your words.
Well, Joe, I appreciate that. There's a lot of things that we can cover, but that's old news. So
the story that got brought up is Bob is now stating on the Brilliantly Dumb Show that you, in fact, did call Kenny Pickett Joe Burrow. And from what I recalled that night, you stated that that didn't actually happen. So I just wanted to give you an opportunity. If that didn't happen,
Joe, ask him to share his story of what took place with Kenny Pickett. Dad, share your story of what took place with Kenny Pickett.
Okay. What happened was, can you hear me?
Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, put it next to the mic, Joe. Yeah.
Okay.
So I met Kenny Pickett, and he said that he's a big Jackal fan. So that was really nice. We were talking by the seat where we were sitting, like I think he was a row in back of me. Anyway, so then a little later on, now, mind you, a few tequila shots and martinis on, I walked into the bar area and I saw who I thought was Joe Burrow. I'm walking by and all of a sudden, Kenny Pickett said to me, but I thought it was Joe Burrow, said to me, "Hey, Pops, how you doing? I love the Jackals." I said to him, again, thinking that it was Joe Burrow, I said, "You know me?" I can't believe you know me. Now, I had just...
He just saw you earlier.
That's not the same as calling him Joe Burrow, by the way.
Whoa. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so Kenny Pickett's probably thinking, why is this guy so surprised that I know him? We had this conversation a little while ago. And then I realized walking back to the seats, shit, that wasn't Joe Burrow, it was Kenny Pickett. Joe Burrow.
So you never at any given time called him Joe Burrow, is what you're saying?
No, I did not.
Because that is not the story, Bob, that your son is saying.
Dad, I thought for sure that you had said,
I did go back to the seats and I was cracking up because I was telling you guys.
Well, you know what, Mike? You've shared your story and you've been able to properly defend yourself. And I just wanted to say that, you know, anytime you need that, I'm here for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. And, you know, I'm sure that things are going to come up again and it may not be accurate. And I'd like to have my voice involved.
You are always welcome on the Brilliantly Dumb Show, Mr. Berger.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, you have a great night. Tell Sue I say hi, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Good night. I tell you, there's no lengths to the pretzel making that this kid is.
This is despicable.
It's despicable. The man will stoop at nothing for views. Nothing. Michael, this is a new low.
It is.
A new low.
Man.
His own flesh. How is
it not fair, Bob?
I'm glad he did get that. I thought for sure that he said that. To Joe Burrow, and then when I posted the story, Kenny Pickett even sent me the crying emojis and said "fucking hysterical." So when he did that,
well, he's right. Kenny Pickett definitely was like, "Why the fuck does he not know? Why the fuck would he say that at this point?" But he never actually. But it's actually funnier, I think, the way that it happened. I think it's funnier that way.
We could even call Kenny, and we could confirm with Kenny if we really wanted to. I don't think we need to. I can call him.
Hey, Pete.
He gives us an excuse to call Kenny. Sure.
Now, should I take my headphones off? Is he able to hear you guys?
I don't know.
I think I should take my headphones. Yeah, I got to take the headphones off if I call
him. Then it'll go speaker over the computer, right, Joe?
Yeah, it'll go speaker over the computer. Okay. Let me, because your dad couldn't hear you, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track. BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
I hope he answers. I really fucking hope
he answers.
Could
be busy. It's free agency Monday. Could be busy. I'm just saying.
I hope he answers, man. I really fucking do.
I can't hear it.
There's nothing to hear yet, Bob.
Please answer.
Yeah, I need the earphones.
Okay, put the earphones back in.
Fuck.
I'm sorry, but the person.
No, that's tough.
It was a long shot. Tough. I mean, maybe he'll call me back, but
maybe.
I mean, we can continue.
I just wanted an excuse to keep calling athletes now. I almost want you to call Johnny Manziel and see if he was okay with me not making the 10 o'clock reservation.
He wasn't.
Do you want to call Johnny Manziel? Joseph?
Johnny would answer.
Let's give Johnny a go. Let's give Johnny a go.
What are you doing here, man?
Give Johnny a go.
I'll call him. It's going to, if he doesn't answer.
Yeah. Ask if he had any issue with me leaving not doing the 10 o'clock reservation or if he understood.
Hold on. I'm going to call him.
And Mikey, get Urlacher on the horn after this. We're just going to roll them all out. Diego Pop.
This is sensational.
Hello?
Johnny, what's up, man? How's it going, dog?
Sleepy now today.
Huh?
Sleepy now.
Oh, sleeping. Okay, I'll call you after. Apparently,
so, it's the last time he's ever going to pick up for Joe.
Oh, wait a second.
That's not okay, man.
Joe, that was not a good look for you, pal. Hold on.
What?
Why is Manziel asleep at 8:50?
Was that Manziel?
It might have been an old number. I can try to call him.
I'll tell you why
are you laughing, Bob?
I don't think
that I don't know if that was him either. It didn't
seem. It might not have been him. I don't know. Why is this the funniest thing that he's?
I mean, it's definitely interesting.
Joe, I don't think he gave.
I mean, I can call him on Instagram. I DM with him all the time on Instagram.
Oh. I think we should move on.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving because Johnny's sleeping. Call him back.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, we rolling?
Yeah.
All right. Round one. We're gonna keep it rolling right along here. Let's head on over to our buy or sell segment of the week. What did you saw that you liked? What did you see that you not liked? Buy or sell segment of the week. And let's start with the one, the only, Sir Mikey V.
I'm going to buy this week, and I'm going to buy big, man. I'm going to shout out and buy every single person that is a single working parent. I don't know how you people do it. I don't know. I mean, I do know how you do it. You have to do it. It's out of necessity. That's a stupid thing to say. I know how you do it. But my God, man, to work and to raise children and the toddler ages? You people deserve the Medal of Honor. If there's anyone out there in the Brilliantly Dumb Show land that watches this show and you're a single working parent, just DM me and I'll try and send you something because you deserve something, man, because that is just, it is
how many days outrageous. Did you have to do it?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. Today was tough, though, because I had to get them up for school. Like Holly left Friday afternoon, so they both went to school. She took them to school. Today, I had to get them up, get the lunches packed, get them to school. I mean, it is just, it's just insane. Props to any single working parent, man. I mean, it's just, it's incredible. I'm buying single working parents. They may be the salt of the earth, those people. They have to be.
It's definitely a lot of work, man.
I can only imagine. I mean, it's
a, you, by the way, Michael, holding down the fort.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. Got no choice.
It's a clear cut buy there. Joey D, will send it over to you.
There's two things I wanted to buy. It's a Chipotle here.
By the way, Chipotle chips. What a
good chip.
Great chip, yeah, man. Chip. Really is. It's a good chip. Really is.
It's a good chip.
It's got that punch. It's a good chip.
It does have a little punch. It does.
I was gonna. Here's the thing. I was gonna buy UFC, but that's so obvious. I'm gonna sell this week. I am going to sell with every fiber of my being. The Miami International Airport is truly one of the worst airports I have ever set foot in, I ever will set foot in, and I'll ever probably never have to be back in. You want to talk about disorganized, Michael? This place looked like it was being run by toddlers. It was horrific. Just a nightmare, a bang job. The airport's old as hell. It hasn't been remodeled in forever. If you wanted to get clear, you had to go to the opposite end of the fucking airport just to get through. The lineups, no one is in a hurry. Everyone is, Bob said it, it's true. Everyone is taking their time. There was four attendants talking with each other while there's a line down the fucking lane. It was horrible. Terribly run, terribly organized. Quite frankly, just an airport you should avoid at all costs. Miami International, selling the fuck out of that, man.
Yeah, it's
Bob, you agree.
I lived in Miami for, I think, 5 years, and I really did enjoy it. And the people there are great, but I will say they do tend to just move extremely, extremely slow. And there just seems to be a lot of miscommunication. It's tough. I mean, it's definitely a different type of city, but yeah, things go extremely, extremely slow there. And by the way, once you get through the gate, it's one of the longest walks to, once you get through the security, it's one of the longest walks to 8, depending on where you are, but it's a really, really long walk. Here's a problem I have with airports now that I'm starting to notice, and Joey might be, I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but I signed up for the Clear a while ago. I think Clear is great. It almost, to be honest, seemed too good to be true when you sign up for Clear. I don't know how much it is a year. It's a couple $100. It's well worth it. You go right to the front line. It's such a good deal that everybody is now getting Clear. And now the Clear lines are almost as long as the regular line. So there's
not normally this Miami airport is an anomaly. Correct.
It is. But I am noticing that in other airports, there's a lot of times now where I just go to the regular line because so many people are getting Clear now that it really does change things to a degree.
The creme de la creme is the TSA pre-check. That is the be all and end all if you can get that. But the problem is, you got to go in for an interview. You got to do all these things. It's a lot to, you know, it's a lot to go through. It's a hassle. And I don't even know how much it costs them. The cost don't matter because it's worth it in the long run if you travel as much as we do. But it's just the time, like to go in there, schedule an interview, go in. It's just, I've never been a fan of that. The Clear, you sign up within 5-10 minutes. It's easy.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. We'll keep it rolling here. Joey D sells Miami International Airport. I'm going to do a buy. I don't know if it's a obvious buy, but I'm going to tell you this. And sorry to keep going back to the UFC, but as we know, Joe Burrow did sit a row in front of us. I'm going to tell you this right now, Mikey. I don't think I have ever seen a guy with more swagger than Joe Burrow. I mean, me and Joe were absolutely mind blown about this guy. Like when he would get up, he would put those stunner glasses on. A lot of people there were trying to, you know, impress people. Anybody that came by, it was just really cool. Dabbed him up.
Bob dabbed him up.
Yeah, I did. It was awesome. I did kind of like this source can confirm it.
You should.
I did kind of like what you did to Ken Rosenthal, Mikey.
Oh.
Remember when you were like, Ken, you know, great to see you? Great to see you. Like, you know.
Ken, been a long time. Miss you, buddy.
That was great.
He's like, oh.
That was.
Bob also saw Mark Ingram back walk by Mikey and he goes, "Yo, big trust, what's going on?"
Daddy said to
I said, "Marky, how we doing, baby? Big trust." And he loved it. He liked it a lot. One of my favorite interviews when he's in that post-game, he's like, "Meet me at the bank. You know where I'll be. Big trust."
He's good.
But yeah, I'm telling you, man, I have never seen a guy with a presence that he has and just insane. Am I wrong, Joe?
No, yo, you're not. Guy looked like he was in his own world. He just was unfazed by anybody, anyone around him. Kind of a good sign like if you want to get him for a fantasy for next year. The guy looks dialed in, even at the fights.
I think out of respect, I'm getting Kenny Pickett with my first round. No, just out of respect.
That's major out of respect. And you know what? The young man deserves it.
Sure, without question. Okay, fellas. Without further ado, we're going to now head into our top five snake draft of the week. Last week, we had top five fast food items. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I still think we need to figure out how we're taking the polls. I believe I did one last week.
No, you won. Yeah. Yep. You won.
Okay. So I took the win last week. Mikey, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing this week?
Top five snake draft style appetizers. That's appetizers. Once they're gone, they're gone, and you can't get
Bob,
them anymore.
Bob, what are you doing?
You went letterbox. You just changed,
fucked up. Yeah.
Now you're back.
I had to go to my list.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to start off by saying something. We're not doing the top five to impress people or get you to vote for us. So if you don't like the top five, then who gives a hell? I had so many people tell me, oh, nacho fries is a terrible pick. It is my top five item. It's my top five. And quite frankly, I don't care if nobody votes for it. It's what I like the most.
Are we going to talk about, Bob's shameless, wasn't a plug, but it really was a plug.
All right, folks, for the Brilliantly Dumb Show, we did a snake draft on top five fast food items across the board. We made a rule that we're not allowed to go on a story and ask people to vote for us. With that being said, I don't see a world where my five that I selected, that I drafted in a snake draft, doesn't make the cut as the number one spot. I'm not telling you to vote. All I'm saying is I don't see a world where I lose. I got the Chick-fil-A sandwich in the second round as a steal. I got the Baconator in the third round, Cheesy Gordita Crunch in the fifth round. I don't see a world where I can lose this. With that being said, go vote. Not necessarily vote for me, but go vote. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, we're coming.
I mean, that was a campaign job for the ages. Oh,
my. After we made a stink about not talking about voting.
You don't want to talk pot calling the kettle black, bro.
Oh, Michael, you talk that talk. This guy went on there and basically begged people to vote for him. Sure. He's the food connoisseur.
Bob could not afford another top five loss. He just couldn't. He couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it's not good for the
self-esteem. Go ahead, Bob.
I thought I walked the line very well.
Oh, did you?
Did I walk on thin ice?
You're a regular Johnny Cash, Bob.
Hey, Bob, you know what they say. Fuck around and find out.
I don't know. Somebody's going to beat Bob up or something.
What does that have to do with
Joe? I think Joe's going to beat the shit out of you with bars of soap wrapped in Marriott Bon Vie while you're sleeping.
We made a rule that you can't do that. I think I walked the line of let the people be the judge whether I stepped over or not. Joey D got his hand up.
Yeah, Joe, say something now. It's your turn.
I think Bob's win might be disqualified. I think the win might go to
fuck off.
He's gonna get penalized like USC and Reggie Bush is gonna have to give
We were very clear about
to vacate that top five win.
I gotta promote the show.
You could promote the show without doing it that way.
You could say we have one of the best top fives of all time. Go check it out.
Yeah.
You don't have to say with all due respect. I feel like my food knowledge.
There's not a world
such
where
expertise.
I don't win this top five. Oh, look at this top. Look at this.
I think it's a DQ act.
I believed in the product that I put out. Sure. And we'll let the people decide.
Bob, I think that campaigning for the top five is funny. So the only reason I don't do it is because I don't feel like hearing it. I think it would be hysterical if we ran our own smear campaigns every week against other people's top fives. I think it would be hysterical.
I kind of like it too. By the way, I think this is going to affect my ratings going into this week. I think people are going to be very hard on me, but that's okay. I will battle through. Now, for the time being, I'm going to decide where I get to pick.
Sure.
And I'm going to do things a little differently. I actually want to go ahead and get the third pick. I'm going to take the third pick for the snake draft.
I don't hate top five.
Yeah, I don't think there's
In this case, I don't hate that at all.
I just don't think there's a clear-cut standout. So I'm going to decide to go third, take it on the snake on the way back. And then, Mikey, you get to pick if you want first or second.
No, I'll go first in that case. I mean, I can't go second. Yeah.
Joey T will be going second. Mikey V, take it away.
This is tough. All right, I'll fire away. I'm just gonna go with it. If it flops, give me wings. I'm gonna take wings at number one overall. I think Bob is. I think Bob's play is a heady play because this isn't like sports, like basketball. Like you want to take Jordan or you want to take LeBron. Like you could wait a little bit here. So I think it's a heady play, but give me wings 1-1.
Okay, right. Joey D.
My first pick, I'm going to go nachos.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't think those two would go off that fast off the board. It's a great pick, Joey D. Okay, with my third, I'm going to go give me fried calamari.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the fried calamari, and then I'm going to take give me the crab cake.
Crab cake's good. Back-to-back seafood, though, that could hurt you. That could hurt you. Not saying it's gonna. Just saying it may.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead with my second pick. Give me mozzarella sticks.
Good play, Joe. Good play. Strong list.
Interesting. I'm going to go. I got back to back. That's right. Shit. Yeah, all right.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, it sure does. All right. Fuck. All right. Okay. I'm going to go seafood. I'm going to go seafood myself. I'm going to go shrimp cocktail. Give me shrimp cocktail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shrimp cocktail, classic appetizer if it's done right. Give me shrimp cocktail. And then I'm going to go. Nachos was a great play, Joe. I love that play. I really did. I really love that play.
I mean, you could go chips and salsa is a good.
Well, I was gonna go something along those lines.
Or like guacamoles.
I was gonna go spinach and artichoke dip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
Is that your pick?
Yeah, it is.
All right, my third pick. I'm shocked I got it this late. I'm gonna go oysters.
Okay.
Now, by the way, I like that pick. I know we always talk about how we think oysters are the most overrated things there is, but that has a lot to do with the price of them. But for Joey D to get that in the round, he did. I think it's the right move. I do.
I don't think it would have lasted with two more picks on the board.
A good
play. I like Joey D's list a lot so far. I also like my list.
And you're up with two picks. With the last two picks that you have.
No, I don't. I have.
You have three.
He's got three more picks. You got three more picks. You have three more picks. 100%.
Okay. You could lock me in for the crab rangoons.
Okay.
Give me the crab rangoons.
If you don't like seafood, just get the fuck away from Thompson.
Yeah. Imagine if you're allergic to seafood.
Oh my god.
You're fucked.
You're gonna get the Bob's list will give you the gout right off the bat.
I feel good about it. Give me chips and guac after that.
Okay.
Chips and guac. Do you guys want it to where I can't say chips? Like I just have to say guac and then if somebody goes salsa?
I said spinach and artichoke dip. I think the chips are implied.
Guacamole.
I would say guacamole. Okay. The chips are implied. I mean, chips are implied.
Yeah. I think the only time you have to say chips is chips and salsa because you don't just say salsa. So, all right. So it's me now.
Sure.
Oh, man. This is tough. I'm going to go with egg rolls, like a spring roll or egg roll.
Well, which one? It's a big difference.
They don't always have both on the menu. Like I'll say spring rolls because they're more common.
Okay.
I normally like egg rolls, but I would say spring rolls.
I love that play. I love that play.
I would say spring rolls.
I love that play.
You do?
I do. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go back to back now. I'm going to go sliders. Give me sliders.
That's a great pick.
And
a
really then good pick. I'm going to go dumplings. Dumplings is my final pick.
What are you like pot stickers or like?
Yeah, the pot sticker dumplings.
Pot stickers?
Well, dumplings.
There's a lot of different dumplings.
Yeah, do you want pot stickers or do you want dumplings?
I want dumplings. I'm going to stick with dumplings.
That's the right play.
Bob, did you have, was it dumplings for you, Bob?
For sure. That was the right play. Man.
All right. For my last pick, I'm going to go with a flatbread to share for the table. Or is that too vague?
No, flatbread is fine. Flatbread, okay? I think flatbread is fine.
Actually, you know what? I'll exit because it's too vague. I'll go bruschetta. Bruschetta with my last pick.
Bruschetta.
Yeah. Bruschetta. I think that flatbread, there's so many variations and whatnot. This is more.
That's fine.
More obvious.
I'm going to go flatbread.
Are you really? Are you really?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Okay, flatbread.
I just think the flatbread is like.
Hold on there.
Wow.
No, nobody said fried pickles, which is actually.
Yeah, fried pickles was one that was on my mind. Are we doing honorable mention or no?
We should.
Let me go. Fuck. Let me do. Let me do Southwest egg rolls.
Okay. That's good, though. It's a good play.
Yeah, let me do Southwest. Lock
and
me
are
in
we,
for that.
Are we doing
an honorable mention?
Are we doing an honorable mention or no?
I don't think so. I think it just confuses. I think you just stick with your five.
All right. Bob.
Mikey V, can you rattle off what's what?
Fried calamari for Bob. Crab cake. Crab rangoon. A lot of crab. Chips and guac or guacamole. Southwest egg roll to wrap it up. Joe, nachos, mozzarella sticks, oysters, spring rolls, bruschetta, and myself, wings, shrimp cocktail, spinach artichoke dip, sliders, and dumplings.
Yours is pretty good, Mikey. Cocktail and the sliders are really big.
I'll tell you what, I think you had a great draft.
And the chicken wings at one is a no-brainer. I think it's going to, We'll see.
I think his dumplings play was just really, really big.
I think you're on a heater, and then I just don't know if first three off the board all being seafood. I love seafood. So for me, it's not an issue.
But that's the thing with these top fives, though, is to me, it's like it's not like you're building a team. You're building a specific item. I think you got to take the best player on the board.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
I will say I do like moving forward, depending on the list. Going in the three slot is actually you're getting two picks in the top four. So unless there's a clear cut winner, like the
Tom Brady, that could be the strategy.
Is a very subtly good play because you're getting two picks on the top four. And if it's a list up for grabs, you can dominate if you pick wisely in your first two picks.
Yep. Yeah. Look, we're gonna take a look at that. Just another, if I don't say so myself, maybe I'm a little bit biased, but a spectacular episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We're on a heater. We're rolling. Please like, comment, and subscribe. If there's any audio issues, anything of that sort, work with us for this week. We apologize about that. We are running on a hotspot on a phone right here. The Wi-Fi shut down in the hotel. So I'm sorry about that. But we love the living shit out of every single one of you. We appreciate you. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. To the absolute moon, fellas. I love you both. We will see you next week. Take care.